From Juan Le Pen in France, welcome to the second in the series of French Jazz Festival highlights. Hi, I'm Rob Crocker, and today we'll be treated to a program of swing revivalists in performance at the 1979 Juan Le Pen Jazz Festival. Taking part will be young swing artists Scott Hamilton and Warren Fiché, pianist Dave McKenna, plus Clark Terry and his Big Bad Band. The music opens with a performance by a most unusual octet. On trumpets, veteran Snooky Young teams up with a youthful member of Benny Goodman's band, Warren Fiché. On saxophones, Marcia Royal, the longtime lead altoist of the Count Basie Orchestra, is paired with young tenor sensation Scott Hamilton. And in the rhythm section, guitarist Herb Ellis is joined by Ross Tompkins on piano, Michael Moore on bass, and Jeff Hamilton is the drummer. Together, they're an all-star octet.
Thank you.
C-Jam Blues, as performed by Scott Hamilton, Warren Vache, and an all-star octet from the 1979 Juan Le Pan Jazz Festival. Festivals like Juan Le Pan attract American jazz musicians on a regular basis. The seaside location of the French Riviera makes the site an especially popular stop on the European tour, with the added advantage of performing in front of an appreciative European jazz audience. Trumpeter Warren Vache, who we just heard, has played in Europe on several occasions, both in the company of Scott Hamilton and as part of the Benny Goodman Group. In a recent interview, Vache spoke about some of the differences between the European and American jazz audiences.
I've played relatively few clubs in Europe. I do mostly the stuff I've done in Europe has been concerts. And I don't find, frankly, much of a difference in the concert audience in Europe than I do here. There are times when I think they're all out for blood, and they would rather see you strain and see veins popping in your neck and use beads of perspiration forming on your brow than they would listen to the music, just as I feel here. Clubs, as I say, I've got a limited frame of reference in Europe as when it comes to clubs. I've played two or three of them. That will be the Pizza Express in London, and a club called the Musabeka in Stockholm. And they're much like working American clubs. Again, the same. A club is a wonder. I'd rather work in a club than anywhere, you know. At this point in my life, I feel as though I'm under a microscope in a concert situation many times. I don't really like... I may be a little bit too self-conscious. I don't like people sitting down and staring at me. I can't get away from that, you know. And so that's why I like clubs. You can have a taste and have a little conversation. And when something happens, I mean, I figure if the music is that good, it's going to get 95 or 90%, at least 90% of the people in the room's attention anyway. But it is, it's a music of audience in response to me, too. And people feel more responsive in a more natural way in a club than they do in a concert hall.
Trumpeter Warren Vache, from whom we'll hear more a bit later on. Another highlight from the 1979 Juan Le Pan Festival was a freewheeling performance of Clark Terry's Big Bad Band. Clark Terry is no newcomer to the world of big bands. Even before he first formed his big band a decade ago, he had already served an apprenticeship with the orchestras of Duke Ellington and Count Basie. Clark brings to his big band performances the same energy and drive which permeate his solo work. Like an earlier trumpeter and big band leader, Dizzy Gillespie, Clark also brings a talent for pure showmanship, with an occasional vocal or two. And he brings a deep love and appreciation for that most venerated musical idiom, the blues. The Clark Terry Big Band.
I don't know what's wrong with my woman. ain't acting right at all. Yeah, but if she don't straighten up soon and start acting decent, I'm gonna take back my wig and let her hair go bald. Yeah.
Clark Terry Big Band with Warm-Hearted Blues, written by Yusef Lateef. You heard Clark's trumpet playing and singing, as well as the trombone playing of Al Crook, an electrifying solo by tenor saxophonist Bill Saxon. Clark Terry's Big Bad Band. Next, we'll return to two young stars, Scott Hamilton and Warren Vacher, who are joined by Dave McKenna, guitarist Cal Collins, bassist Michael Moore, and drummer Jake Hanna. Let's hear what this all-star sextet comes up with for the festival audience here at Juan Le Pen. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Tea for Two with tenor saxophonist Scott Hamilton, trumpeter Warren Vache, Dave McKenna, Cal Collins, Michael Moore, and Jake Hanna from the 1979 Juan Le Pan Jazz Festival. You've been listening to a program of highlights from the 1979 French Jazz Festivals. This series is a production of WBGO Newark. We'd like to thank Radio France for recording the festival and to the European Broadcasting Union for making them available. The executive producer for this series is Al Pryor. Post-production was by Ed Scarvalone and George Achaves. I'm Rob Crocker, inviting you to be with me next time when we'll hear from Horace Silver, Johnny Griffin, and Barney Kessel performing at the Paris Jazz Festival. Thanks for listening. This is the Public Radio Cooperative.
And this is WUHY-FM in Philadelphia.